USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is expected to reveal a path to restarting the U.S. economy later today. At a White House briefing yesterday, the president said the data shows many areas around the country are past the peak of the COVID-19 outbreak. Meanwhile, President Trump is also threatening to force Congress to adjourn so that he can make appointments. At that White House briefing, the president urged the Senate to stop gabbling in pro forma sessions when lawmakers aren't even in town.
The Senate should either fulfill its duty and vote on my nominees, or it should formally adjourn so that I can make recess appointments.
Former presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says she'd agree to being Joe Biden's running mate if he asked her. The Massachusetts senator did recently endorse Biden's bid for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The president's talking about reopening the economy and getting back to normal. But more and more governors are ordering that face masks be worn just to do simple business, as we hear from Marianne Perry.
As the COVID-19 crisis continues, Governor Larry Hogan has issued an executive order requiring everyone in the state of Maryland to wear a face mask or face covering whenever they are inside a retail establishment or using public transportation. The order also applies to staff members of those businesses. The executive order goes into effect 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
A federal CDC response team is to tour the Smithfield Foods plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. The processing facility, which accounts for 5% of all U.S. pork production, is now closed after more than 500 of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. JCPenney is considering filing for bankruptcy protection because of the economic downturn, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A state hard hit by coronavirus is trying to help its working residents, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
Google is rolling out a new kids section to the Google Play Store earlier than scheduled, with teacher-approved apps for learning at home. Google was going to be launching the section later this year anyway, but it's moved up the timeline with the nation's students home from school because of the coronavirus. The apps will include a list of what things are about, what age they're for, and why teachers think they're effective. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.